in the third of six games between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fredericksburg Nationals here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, beautiful, thirsty Thursday here in Kannapolis. Hi, good friends. Welcome to tonight's broadcast here on MILB.TV as well as the free audio stream on KCBallers.com. I'm your host, Dan Helody, bringing you all the action live from Kannapolis. Ballers falling last night by a score of 13-2 after blowing out the Fred Nats in the opener 14-2. They're on the wrong end of a loss last night, 13-2. It was a really close ball game until that top of the eighth inning when Fredericksburg put up 10 runs before the Kannapolis Cannonballers could even get an out. Didn't go too well last night in the eighth for Kannapolis. However, the pitching really was magnificent from Cole Seamus. 5 innings, 9 strikeouts from the righty. He's now got 22 strikeouts in 10 innings on the year. Leadoff batter for the Fredericksburg Nationals will be the second baseman, Viondel Pena. He'll be followed by the center fielder, Jeremy De La Rosa, and the DH, number 28, Brady House. Narm on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He's 0-1 with a 3.60 ERA, 6'3", 200-pound righty from none other than Pimentel, Dominican Republic. It's Christian Mena as Pena puts a charge into the first pitch, lifts it high in the air, right field. Going back is the right fielder, Logan Glass, and it's out of here. First pitch of the ball game, and it's a solo shot for Viondel Pena. Nonetheless, what a start to this one as the Fred Nats, one pitch into the ballgame, jump out to an early 1-0 lead here on Thirsty Thursday. Not the start that Christian Mena definitely wanted. 399 feet off the bat of Viondel Pena, 102 on the exit velocity. First pitch is at 73 degrees here at 659 in Kannapolis. A beautiful night nonetheless. However, the score not too beautiful as the Fred Nats already leading 1-0. Mena will fire the first pitch to the plate this time to Jeremy De La Rosa in there for ball one to the number 14 overall prospect in the Washington Nationals organization. 1-0 from Mena, grounded over weakly down the first baseline, diving to play. The play is Mena. However, nobody's covering. Openy was playing the ball. Nobody was covering at first. Samuel Polanco, the second baseman, trying to make a play on it. However, nobody was home, and it goes down as a base hit in the infield for Jeremy De La Rosa. DH Brady House will now dig in. Has a night off from playing the field. Number two prospect as the shortstop of the Washington Nationals. He's already got one on with a 1-0 score here in the top of the first inning. House will be followed by the first baseman, number 17, Brandon Bossier. Stephen Williams, the catcher, will bat fifth. Andre Arias, the right fielder, will bat sixth. Sammy Infante, third baseman, will bat seventh. Batting eighth, left fielder, T.J. White. And batting ninth is the shortstop, Yoander Rivero. There's your Fredericksburg Nationals starting lineup here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Runner going on the first pitch. Strike at the plate. Throw into second is not in time. Jeremy De La Rosa gets a stolen base here. Just a couple of pitches into this ballgame, and already Christian Mena has allowed one run, and he's got a runner in scoring position to deal with. Mena signed as an international free agent back in 2019, July 2nd, 2019 to be exact. Baseball America's number 20 overall prospect in the Chicago White Sox system. MLB Pipeline has him rated a little lower at number 30. However, no denying that the young arm has some talent. 0-1 swung on and grounded over to third base. West Calf makes the play, fires it across the diamond for out number one. Nice play at the hot corner by West Calf as the Ballers finally get an out here in the top of the first. Now the cleanup batter, Brandon Bossier, will dig in for the Fred Nats. Bossier, 6'1 lefty, 205 pounds from Riverside, California. Third round pick in 2021 by the Washington Nationals. Again, a flurry of top prospects and high draft picks on this Fred Nats lineup. 10 of the top 30 top prospects on the roster for Fredericksburg. His first pitch is swung on and fouled way foul down the left field line. We'll do it again at 0-1. Left to right, the outfield for Kannapolis tonight. Terrell Tatum, James Beard, and Logan Glass gets his first start in right field. The 0-1 is delivered by Mena. Swing and a miss at the plate for strike two. Nice pitch by Mena. Scath, Colson Montgomery, Samuel Polanco, whereas some people call him Samuel Otani. DJ Gladney at first base. Daniel Milwee is behind the dish. The 0-2 fastball is up and away. We'll do it again at 1-2 on Brandon Bossier. Fred Natz already getting off to a hot start on offense, leading 1-0 here in the top of the first. On a home run on the very first pitch of the ball game, Mania delivers an off-speed at 1-2. It's outside. We'll do it again at 2-2 on Bossier. Steven Williams, the catcher, awaits on deck. Fredericksburg Nationals again getting a flurry of offense in last night's ball game. It's time called at the dish by our home plate umpire tonight, Charlie Welling. Jalen Goodman out in the field. Same crew all week, just flip-flopping spots. This is Tuesday's crew, which favored Kannapolis pretty well. 2-2 inside on Bossier. We'll do it now full at the plate between Mena and Brennan Bossier. So far, the sides have split the series. Big win for Kannapolis Tuesday night. Big win for Fredericksburg last night. This is about where it gets pivotal on the Thursday matchup. 3-2 lifted in the air left field. Should be playable for Terrell Tatum as he'll camp under it. Has it in his eyes. He has it in his hands. Four out number two. Nice play by Terrell Tatum. Four out number two in the frame. Jeremy De La Rosa will stay put at second. Steven Williams, catcher, will now dig in for the Fred Nats. Steven Williams, 6'3", 215-pound catcher from Albany, Georgia. Getting the start at the backstop tonight. Gets the first pitch from Mena in there called strike one. Mena, three-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, changeup. And when I asked him, I said, who's your biggest baseball influence growing up? Someone that really helped you out with the game of baseball. And he said it was a man. 0-1 swung on and fouled weakly at the plate by Steven Williams. We'll do it now at 0-2. Sometimes you got to have a little bit of swagger about you. It's Christian Mena so far on the wrong end of some swagger from Viondel Pena. 1-0 in the top of the first. 0-2. Fastball upstairs on Steven Williams. We'll do it now at 1-2. Mania, his second start of the year. His first start came back on April the 13th at Kinston, at the Down East Wood Ducks, I should say. Got the loss, but five innings, three hits, two runs, one walk, six strikeouts. Mania with a solid stateside debut, now in just his second start stateside as he spent all last year in the Dominican Summer League. 1-2, check swing at the plate. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire, Jalen Goodman. Now have a even count of 2-2 on Steven Williams. Andre Arias, right fielder, awaits on deck. A heavy lefty lineup for Jake Lowry and the Fred Nats. Trying to get win number two in the books. 2-2, off-speed pitch, just misses inside. On Williams, Mena thought that was strike three. However, it is ball three. Now the count runs full on Steven Williams. Full count delivery from Mena. Off speed, swinging a miss. He struck him out. Christian Mena. A little bit of swagger on the off speed pitch. He needed it after giving up a leadoff home run here in the top of the first. Led to the bottom of the first here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Fred Nats at it for the third time this week. Fred Nats lead 1-0 on the Ballers Baseball Network. James Beard to lead things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the bottom of the first inning as the arm on the mound for the Fredericksburg Nationals delivers the first pitch of the half inning. It's a fastball outside, ball one on James Beard. The arm on the mound for Fredericksburg, it's Rodney Theophile, 22-year-old from Laguna de Perlas, Nicaragua. So 1-0 is outside on James Beard. He'll do it at 2-0 now. Rodney Theophile, 6'5", 230-pound righty. 1-0 with a 0 ERA in 9 innings this year. 2-0, fastball, catches enough the plate for home plate umpire Charlie Welling's liking. Will now do it at 2-1. James Beard leads things off. He'll be followed by Colson Montgomery and Colby Smelly. Count on James Beard. Beard, what a night this young man had a couple of nights ago with two stolen bases as he draws a leadoff walk here in the first inning. Great start for the Brookhaven, Mississippi native. James Beard will go ahead and take a free pass over to first base. And now Colson Montgomery, shortstop, will dig in. Number one prospect in the Chicago White Sox organization. Jasper, Indiana native. He's an Indiana boy through and through. James Beard at first. Rodney Theophile already in a bit of trouble. The fastest man in the White Sox organization at first. Montgomery will take the first pitch outside. 1-0 your count. Now on Colson. Colson last night 0-for-4 with not much in the way of anything. No walks, strikeouts. Everything was in play. However, Colson couldn't find a way to get on base. There's a ball in the dirt for a 2-0 count now on Montgomery. But James Beard uses that speed and gets over to second base on a wild pitch from Rodney Theophile. Now a 2-0 count, a runner in scoring position for Colson Montgomery. Colby Smelly, Kannapolis Cannonballers hits leader, awaits on deck, leading with 13 hits on the year. 2-0 count, nobody out during the bottom of the first. Already the Ballers trailing by a score of 1-0. Leadoff homer from Viandel Pena has the Ballers trailing already. However, they still hold first place in the Carolina League South Division. Still one game ahead in the division. 2-0 lifted high in the air left field. Trailing after it is Whitey. Looks up and it's over the wall. Home run. Colson Montgomery, his first home run as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. And it gives the good guys a 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the first inning. An Oppo Taco from Colson Montgomery. Well, it's a good thing he chose baseball. 337 feet off the bat, 93 on the exit velocity. He only barely got it out of the park, however, got enough of it down there. Ballers now hold a 2-1 lead. Colby Smelly digs in now as Ballers on top here in the first. Smelly cuts on the first pitch and fouls it back. We'll do it now at 0-1 as opening my score sheet. Colson Montgomery, his first full season home run here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Gives the Ballers an early 2-1 lead. 0-1 from Rodney Theophile is an off-speed pitch in the dirt now. 1-1 your count on Colby Smelly. One well upstairs on Smelly. We'll have to do it now at 2-1. They call him Stinky Cheese up here in the press box. I don't know if I like that nickname all that much. Our PA announcer Jordan Cannell comes up with some fun ones though. 2-1 is lined sharply into right field. It's caught for out number one here in the frame. Colby Smelly, it goes down as an F9. However, more so an L9, although you can't really easily line out to any of the outfield spots. Cleanup batter DJ Gladney will now dig in. Cleanup batter DJ Gladney will be followed by Wes Kath, the third baseman. Logan Glass, right fielder, bats seventh. First pitch from Theophile is swung on and missed for strike one. Logan Glass, right fielder, bats sixth. Sabino Polanco, second baseman, bats seventh. Daniel Milwee, the catcher, bats 8th, and Terrell Tatum, left fielder, bats 9th. 0-1 big swing and miss at the plate by Gladney. We'll have to do it now at 0-2. Left to right in the outfield, it goes White, De La Rosa, and Arias. Left to right of the infield, it goes Infante, Rivero, Pena, and Bossier. Williams is behind the plate for Rodney Theofield, the tall righty starter. Ball of dirt now, 1-2, your count on DJ Gladney. 1-2 count, one out here in the Annapolis on top after a two-run shot from Colson Montgomery. 1-2 swung on and missed by DJ Gladney. Four out number two here in the bottom of the first. Wes Kath, third baseman, will now dig in. He's still searching for his first home run as a Annapolis Cannonballer, number six overall prospect in the Chicago White Sox system. First pitch from Theofield to Wes Kath is an off-speed pitch, just a little low. We'll have to do it now at 1-0 on Kath. Theofield, a three-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, changeup from the righty wearing number 14. 1-0 is outside, 1-1 now your count. If you're watching on MLB.TV, you're able to see the ballers rocking the blue tops tonight. White pants, red, white, and blue caps, the alternate caps with a CB on the front. Fastball outside, 2-1 now your count on Wes Kath. Fred Nats, gray tops, gray pants, red caps with a blue brim with the Fredericksburg F on top. 2-1 fastball catches enough of the zone low to Wes Kath. We'll now have an even count of 2-2 at the plate. Scottsdale, Arizona native, takes the 2-2 well in the dirt and gets past the catcher in Steven Williams. We'll now have a full count at the plate on Wes Kath. Three-two on the way. Swing on a miss at the plate. He struck him out, did Rodney Theofield. Wes Kath down on strikes. Four out number three here in the bottom of the first. Led at the top of the second here in Annapolis. Colson Montgomery, congrats, my friend. Your first home run in full season pro baseball. It's a two-run shot to give Annapolis the lead here in the bottom of the first inning on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the second here in Annapolis, North Carolina, Atrium Health Ballpark. Dan Helody bringing you all the action as Christian Mena back out there for another inning of action. Andre Arias get the first pitch of the top of the second. It's a ball low and in the dirt. Nice pickup behind the plate by Daniel Milwee. Now count moves 1-0. Arias, Sammy Infante, and T.J. White due up in the lineup for the Fred Nats, who got a early home run on literally the first pitch of the ballgame from Viondel Pena, but Colson Montgomery answers back with a two-run shot. Ballers now hold a 2-1 lead. 2-0 from Mania. Fastball outside. Catches enough of the zone. 2-1 now your count on Andre Arias. Night off last night for Arias. Big tall lefty at the plate. 6'3", 180 pounds from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. 2-1, another phone for Arias. 2-2 is now your count at the plate. Mena will kick with the left and throw with the right. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Christian Mena. Strikeout number two on the night. It's the leadoff batter of the top of the second in Andre Arias. He's now got two swinging strikeouts on the evening, does Christian Mena. Sammy Infante, third baseman, will now dig in for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Mannion delivers the first pitch of the at-bat, off-speed pitch, catches Infante looking for strike one. Straightaway defensive setup, Infante, the Hialeah, Florida native. We'll get the 0-1 from Maine. Another off-speed pitch just upstairs to Infante. 1-1 now your count. Nice pitch, though, by Christian Mena, who, despite allowing the leadoff homer, didn't let it get to him. 1-1. Big swing and miss at the plate by Infante. Actually, home plate umpire Charlie Welling says he got a foul tip from the swing. Count now moves 1-2. Great pace to this game. 1-2 swung and grounded sharply over to shortstop. Colson Montgomery fires across the diamond in time for out number two. Nice play by Colson Montgomery at shortstop. Now two down here in the top of the second inning. TJ White, left fielder, will dig in. Spartanburg, South Carolina native, not too far from here. Switch hitting outfielder with some pop. TJ White, a youngster. He's only 18 years of age, born July the 23rd of 2003. Lifts the first pitch high in the air in left field. Terrell Tatum will camp under it and make the grab for out number three. So a pretty relatively quick inning for Christian Mena here in the top of the second. We'll head to the bottom of the second inning. Ballers lead 2-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark at the third of six on the Ballers Baseball Network. Logan Glass will lead things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers during the bottom of the second inning as he swings the first pitch and lifts it high and foul down the right field line from Rodney Theofield. That pitcher back out there for another inning of action. 0-1 now your count on Logan Glass. 0-1 on the way. Fastball is in the dirt about 58.25 feet. As always, home plate in the rubber, 60 feet and 6 inches apart. So anytime I say anything less than that, then it means it was short. Obviously. 1-1. Big swing of this at the plate by Logan Glass for now a 1-2 count. Glass, Mustang, Oklahoma native, high school kid. Youngin, just 20 years of age, 6'4", 215 pounds. Product from Mustang, Oklahoma. Lifts the 1-2 high in the air in left field. It's going to trail, though, and be a little shallow as camping under it will be TJ White. He'll make the grab for out number one. Logan Glass with a loud flyout for out number one. Second baseman Sunil Polanco now digs in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, as it's Sunil Polanco. We should call him Sunil Ohtani, as he did deliver a shutout strikeout inning last night. First pitch swung on and grounded back up the middle, played by Rodney Theophil. Pitched over to first base in time for out number two. It's a 1-3 ground out for Polanco. Quick second out, and now Daniel Millweed, catcher, makes his first at-bat of the 2022 season here in Kannapolis. First pitch from Theophil. Fastball catches enough of the zone. Now 0-1 your count on Millweed. Catcher from High Point, North Carolina, went to High Point University just up the road. 0-1, big swing to miss. Now 0-2 your count. Daniel Millweed back for another inning, back for another year of action, I should say. Swings and fouls the 0-2 back. We'll have to do an 0-2 all over again. Was here most of the year last year. Got some time in Winston-Salem as well. However, he is back. Summerfield, North Carolina native. 0-2, big swing and a miss at the plate. Roddy Theophil picks up his third strikeout of the night. It's Daniel Millweed for out number three here in the bottom of the second. Led to the top of the third here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Fred Nats doing business. Ballers lead 2-1 here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Nine-one-two due up 1-2-3 in the top of the third inning as the Kannapolis Cannonballers lead the Fredericksburg Nationals 2-1 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Yolanda Rivero, shortstop, will lead things off for the Nats. Christian Mena back out there for another inning of action. And oh my, what a beautiful pitch from Mania. 80 mile an hour, looks like a curveball for strike one. Absolutely gorgeous pitch from the righty. 0-1, another off-speed pitch, swung on and grounded just foul down the third base line. Quickly down 0-2 on Yolanda Rivero. Three-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, changeup. So far, not the smoothest of nights, but two strikeouts through two innings, only one run. 0-2, there's strikeout number three. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Yolanda Rivero is a strikeout victim number three. All three strikeouts tonight for Christian Mena have come via the swinging variety. As now it's back to the top of the order in Viandel Pena, who swung and missed, and by missed I mean didn't miss at all. Put that one into the right field corner for the home run to lead off the ballgame. First pitch is swung and grounded back up the middle to center field in James Beard. Yolanda Rivero was the first out. Now Viandel Pena leads things off with a single with one out here in the third inning. Now Jeremy De La Rosa, center fielder, digs in as I'm joined up here by Boomer, our wonderful, beloved, mustachioed mascot, hanging out, having a good time up here in the press box at Atrium Health Ballpark. Beautiful night for baseball as Boomer, man, thirsty Thursday, All kinds of fun going on. Great crowd on hand. It's a beautiful night for baseball as De La Rosa counts on the first pitch and misses for strike one. De La Rosa back for his second at-bat of the night. He had a single in the first inning. Brady House, the DH, awaits on deck with one on and one out. Quick check on the runner at first. Christian Mena tries a pickoff attempt. It's not in time. We'll have to await the 0-1. Mena takes the signs. He'll deliver the pitch now on the mound. Swung on and grounded softly over to second base. Emil Polanco has to avoid the runner and make the throw. It's not going to be able to be corralled by DJ Gladney over at first. Pena, the runner, advances all the way to third. So it's going to go down as a base hit, allowing error that allows Pena to advance to third. Got it. Got the explanation from Mojo Morrison, our beloved official scorer up here. Tough play by DJ Gladney, unable to corral the toss from Samuel Polanco, as now runners on the corners from Brady House. First pitch is swung on and missed off speed. Will now do it at 0-1. Brady House grounded out to third base back in the first inning, as he's now got runners on the corners and one out here in the top of the third. Mena delivers the 0-1. Fastball enough of the zone for Charlie Welling's liking. House not a fan of the call, trying to see where that one hit in the zone. Now quickly 0-2 with one out. Runners on the corners for the Fred Nats in the top of the third. Beautiful night for baseball here in Kannapolis. Mena has an 0-2 count on the Nats' top prospect. 0-2 swung and grounded over to shortstop deep in the hole. Montgomery makes the play, fires it across the diamond. It's not in time. And it's an infield single for Brady House. Viondo Pena will score. And it actually knots the ball game as Brady House legs out an infield single. Another weak grounder deep in the hole. Colson Montgomery, with the range, is able to make the play. However, it does go down as a base hit, as the throw was just a tad weak from Colson Montgomery. No error at all. It was a extraordinary play. However, now two on and one out for the cleanup batter in Brandon Bossier. Decent leads all around for De La Rosa and House. First pitch off speed upstairs on Bossier. 1-0 now your count. Steven Williams, catcher, awaits on deck. It's Bossier with a 1-0 count. Two on here in the top of the third. Off speed pitch on the 1-0 from Mena. He's downstairs. 2-0 now your count. All kinds of fun with scoring tonight. Gore Bojo Morrison with quite the tedious job over here. It's a tough job to be an official scorer. I could never do it. 2-0 lifted high and foul. 2-1 now your count. Actually, it's how I got kind of close to my start in the press box. If there's any young broadcasters listening, man, go just getting some experience in the press box. Learn some of the stringing. Some of the track man, perhaps. All good starts. 2-1 count, one out on Brandon Bossier. Delivery from Mena. Swung on and grounded over to second base. Samuel Polanco makes the routine play, fires it over to second in time. It's a 4-6 put out of Brady House for the fielder's choice. Bossier will reach first base safely. De La Rosa advances to third. So runners still on the corners. However, now two outs in the third inning. And Steven Williams, catcher, digs in. He struck out swinging to end the first inning. Tie ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Again, our first Thirsty Thursday of the year. Couldn't ask for a more beautiful night for the first Thirsty Thursday of the year. Absolutely amazing night here in Kannapolis. First pitch to Williams from Mena. Fastball inside. 1-0 now your count. Right field bar is popping. All kinds of fun going on out there. Enjoying some wonderful beverages. Of course, there's plenty of food options here at the ballpark. I would say some of the best options, but then I'm going to get hungry, and that's not a good idea. 1-0 inside, 2-0 now your count. I will say, though, I've had the Boomer Burger, and I've texted multiple friends and said, hey, go get the Boomer Burger. And nobody's quite done it yet. Eventually, I'm going to get one up here, and it's not going to be good. I'll have a color commentator up here to do that while I enjoy the burger. Still got to find me one of those. 2-0. Fastball lifted into center field. James Beard's going to come in and make the grab. Dives out. He makes the grab. Four out number three. As infield umpire Jalen Goodman calls him out. A nice diving effort from James Beard. Four out number three here in the third inning. One to the bottom of the third here in Kannapolis. Ballers in. Fred Nats now tied 2-2 here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Nine-hole man leads off the inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Here in the bottom of the third inning as Terrell Tatum takes the first pitch down the middle for strike one to the plate from Rodney Theophile. Ballers and Fred Nats tied at two as Tatum takes strike miles an hour from Theophile. 0-2 quickly the count on Terrell Tatum, former NC State Wolfpack outfielder, 16th round pick in 2021 by the Chicago White Sox. 0-2, big swing and a miss at the plate as Rodney Theophile picks up another punch out to his ledger. First time through the order for Rodney Theophile. He picks up four strikeouts. He does allow a two-run shot, though, from Colson Montgomery. As James Beard will now dig in, he walked to lead off the ball game here in the first inning. Ballers and Fred Nats in the third of six here at Atrium Health Ballpark this week. First pitch is swung and missed by Beard, 0-1 your count. James Beard, one of the fastest guys in all of minor league baseball. Cuts on the 0-1, now 0-2 your count. Fourth round pick in 2019 out of Brookhaven, Mississippi. Spent all of last year here in low A with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Probably won't be here for much longer if he continues his hot start to the year. 0-2 in the dirt now, 1-2 your count on James Beard. Rodney Theophile making his appearance tonight. Second road start of the year. Nine innings and two previous starts. 1-2 is right down the middle for strike three on Beard. It's a strikeout looking. First one of those of the night for Rodney Theophile. Now two down and nobody out for Colson Montgomery, who picked up his first home run of the year here in Kannapolis. Back in the first inning, a two-run shot, Oppo. First pitch, swung on, and it's broken bat pop up into shallow center field right behind where the shortstop Rivero plays. He makes the grab for out number three. A quick 1-2-3 inning for Rodney Theophile here in the bottom of the third. As we'll now head to the top of the fourth here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Fred Nats tied at two on the Ballers Baseball Network. Christian Mayna back out there for another inning of action for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in the top of the fourth inning as he delivers the first pitch to Andre Arias, looking silly out there in the batter's box. Is Arias 0-1 your count as he swings and misses at a 79 mile an hour off speed pitch. Andre Arias will lead it off. Sammy Infante and TJ White follow in the lineup for the Fredericksburg Nationals during the top of the fourth inning. Ball inside and low now, 1-1 your count on Arias. Ballers and Fredericksburg Nationals tied at two. All kinds. One is swung on and foul tipped by Arias. Now 1-2 your count. Christian Mayna, so far so good on the bump. Nothing too rocky. Three innings, three strikeouts. He did allow a leadoff home run. However, so far so good from the young man. 1-2 fastball outside. 2-2 now your count on Arias. Christian Mayna, just 19 years of age. From Pimentel, Dominican Republic, making just his second start stateside as he spent all last year in the Dominican Summer League. 2-2 grounded over softly to Colson Montgomery at shortstop, played and fired over to first in time for round number one. It's a 6-3 putout of Andre Arias. Sammy Infante, third baseman, will now dig in for the Fredericksburg Nationals here in the top of the fourth inning. Again, appreciate everybody tuning in here on MILB.TV as well as the free audio stream on kcballers.com. Dan Helody bringing you all the action. First pitch is swung on and fouled off the bat of Sammy Infante into the glove of Daniel Milwey, I should say. Almost at Kobe Smelly. He's our DH tonight. Daniel Milwey is behind the dish. 0-1 now Infante. Here's a delivery from Christian Mayna. Off-speed pitch inside. 1-1 now your count on the Hialeah, Florida native Sammy Infante. 2020 second round compensatory selection. 1-1. Fastball right down the middle for strike two. Nice pitch from Christian Mayna. You're seeing why he was named one of the top prospects in the Chicago White Sox system tonight. His stuff is electric. He seems to get the pitches in the proper locations, and he really just fools hitters. 1-2, he fools Infante there, swinging a miss. Ball in the dirt. Daniel Milwey's going to have to scoop it and fire it over to first base. It goes down as a K-2-3 in the book for Sammy Infante. So now two down in the top of the fourth inning, and T.J. White, left fielder, will dig in for the Fredericksburg Nationals. T.J. White, Spartanburg, South Carolina native, takes the first pitch from Mayna. Fastball right down the middle for strike one. T.J. White, 18 years of age, already in low A ball. There's a reason for it. He's got power. He shows it off there. 0-1 is lined hard into right center field. Chasing after it is James Beard. But T.J. White has a base hit and more as he rounds first, heads into second base. It's a two-out double here for T.J. White in the top of the fourth inning. Two-out double for T.J. White, and now Yolanda Rivero, shortstop, digs in for Fredericksburg. Now I'm joined by head groundskeeper Tim Siegel up here in the press box at Atrium Health Ballpark. Somehow he's not on the field tending to the beautiful field. Looks great as always, Tim. Little design going in the infield, the circle pattern. It was that or the checkerboard pattern on opening weekend. I like the circle pattern. I think it looks good. First pitch is down there, strike one to Yolanda Rivero. Still got a bit of the checkerboard action going in the outfield. That's how it's supposed to look. Mayna with an 0-1 count delivers the pitch to Rivero. He swords it at the plate for strike two. Rivero, it's a baseball bat, not a sword. 0-2 now your count. Two outs through the top of the fourth inning. Tie ball game at Atrium Health Ballpark between two of the better teams in the Carolina League, the Capitalist Cannonballers and the Fredericksburg Nationals. Fred Nats dipped to tied for second in the North Division. Capitalist Cannonballers still on top of the South Division, and Christian Mena on top of everybody's hearts here at Atrium Health Ballpark picks up a strikeout to end the fourth inning as Yoadier Rivero goes down looking for out number three. Head to the bottom of the fourth here in Canapolis. Ballers and Fred Nats tied at two on the Ballers Baseball Network. Colby Smelly, DJ Gladney, and Wes Kath due up here at the bottom of the fourth inning for the Canapolis Cannonballers facing off against the Fredericksburg Nationals here in the third of six this week at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch of the inning from Rodney Theophile is outside. Ball one to Colby Smelly, team leader in hits. He's got 13 through 11 games. 1-0 swung on and grounded foul down the third baseline where manager Guillermo Quiroz makes a nice play. Fires it in. Guillermo Quiroz, knowing a thing or two about playing baseball, a two-time World Series champion, 1994 Little League World Series with Venezuela, and also winning the World Series in 2014 with the San Francisco Giants on Colby Smelly. Guillermo Quiroz, a legend in the game. 2-1 fastball, catches enough of the zone on the inside part of the plate. Colby Smelly, not a huge fan of the call. However, it still goes down as a strike. Now 2-2 your count on Colby Smelly. Theophile delivers the 2-2 offering. It's fastball outside on Colby Smelly. 3-2 your count. Again, DJ Gladney awaits on deck here in the bottom of the fourth in a game that is absolutely not flying by, but it feels good. It's at a good pace right now. 3-2 swung on and fouled down the line. We'll have to do another full count offering on Colby Smelly. Wind is very calm tonight. There's nothing in the form of wind. Great crowd on hand. Enjoying Thirsty Thursday on a beautiful night for baseball. 3-2 swung on and hit hard. Foul down the right field line. Heads up over there by the Yes Services tent and Capital Vacations, Atrium Health. Everyone all hanging out over there. Great crowd on hand for Thirsty Thursday. 3-2 is swung on and lifted high in the air right field. Arias will camp under it and make the grab. Four out number one here in the bottom of the fourth. Colby Smelly flies out to right field for the second time tonight. Now DJ Gladney, first baseman, will dig in. DJ Gladney, Oak Park, Illinois native, product of the Chicago White Sox ace program from 2013 to 2018. And he was drafted by the White Sox in the 16th round of 2019. Fastball up and away from Rodney Theophile will now go 1-0. E.J. Gladney, groomed to be a Chicago White Sox, grooves this one into center field on the 1-0. De La Rosa, the center fielder, will camp under it. Has it in his eyes, has it in his hands. Four out, number two. It's a fly out for D.J. Gladney. Now two outs in the fourth inning. Wes Kath, third baseman, will dig in. West Cass just 19 years. Again, another top prospect in the Chicago White Sox system. Off-speed pitch is low from Rodney Theophile. 1-0 now your count on West Cass. Logan Glass, right fielder, awaits on deck as Theophile delivers the 1-0 fastball. Big swing and miss at the plate by Cath. 1-1 now your count. West Cath just above the Mendoza line, sitting at 205 entering tonight. Now he's at 200 after the strikeout in the first. He swings on that one and grounds it up the middle for the second baseman Pena to make the play. It's a 4-3 ground out. For out number three here in the fourth inning. We'll head to the top of the fifth here in Kannapolis as the Ballers, the Fred Nats, still doing business here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Tied 2-2 on the Ballers Baseball Network. Top of the order due up here in the top of the fifth inning already here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis Cannonballers and Fredericksburg Nationals as the Fred Nats will send up Vian Delpena, Jeremy De La Rosa, and Brady House to open up the frame. Christian Mena fouls the first pitch back to us here at the press box at Atrium Health Ballpark. Looks like Fred Nats broadcasters Eric Bach and Joey Zanaboni almost got a foul ball in their booth over there. Trackman Sam Perry's hanging out over there too and almost had a visitor in the form of a foul ball. 0-1 from Mena. Fastball on the dirt to Vian Delpena. 1-1 now your count. Said it before, I'll say it again. My window's open. If I have a foul ball come back to me, I'm going to be ready for it. I'm going to make the grab. 1-1 off speed just outside. 2-1 now your count on Vian Delpena. Here at Atrium Health Ballpark, we've never had a ball come right back to us. Trevor Wilton and I here in this very broadcast booth. Never really had a ball come straight back into the booth last year. 2-1 lifted high and foul down left field near the Wayne Brothers picnic area. Now 2-2 your count. Never had a ball come directly back here into the booth. We've had some close calls though. Definitely had some windows hit here in the press box. However, no visitors have paid an appearance. 2-2 fastball outside. 3-2 now your count on Vian Delpena. He's got a two-hit night already. Had a home run to lead off the ballgame in the first inning. Singled in the third and scored on a Brady House RBI single. Is now Mena. 3-2 count. Here's the delivery. Swung on and hit hard to first base. TJ Gladney makes the grab over there. Nice grab by Big Red at the opposite of the corner. Does anybody call it the cold corner? I'm not sure. Anyways, Vian Delpena lines out to DJ Gladney for out number one here in the fifth. Jeremy De La Rosa, center fielder, will dig in with a two-hit night already for number 14 overall prospect in the Washington Nationals organization. Singles in the first and third. First pitch off speed is off the plate. 1-0 your count now on Jeremy De La Rosa. As for Christian Mena, 4 1/3, he's already got 5 strikeouts. Young man showing Some of the good stuff on the mound tonight. 1-0 is inside. 2-0 now your count on the off-speed pitch to De La Rosa. Working quickly, 2-0, swung on and grounded up the middle to Colson Montgomery. Makes the grab and fires it over in time to DJ Gladney at first base. 6-3 put out of Jeremy De La Rosa. Now top prospect Brady House will dig in for the Fredericksburg Nationals. A couple other games going on tonight as per the norm in the Carolina League. Lynchburg Hillcats and the Carolina Mudcats. It's the battle of the kitty cats, as I like to call it, over at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. Lynchburg up 1-0 in that one. It was Lynchburg and Fayetteville, respectively, in the north and south. Haven't quite gotten off to the starts they've wanted. First pitch to House is in there, called strike one. Salem Red Sox, leaders in the North Division, leading 2-1 over the Charleston River Dogs, who are second place in the South Division. House grooves the 0-1, grounded over to short. Colson Montgomery makes the play, flashing the leather over there. What a play by Colson Montgomery. Four out number three here in the fifth inning. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Frednats still tied at two at Atrium Health Ballpark on a beautiful thirsty Thursday here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Logan Glass, Samuel Polanco, and Daniel Milwee do up here in the bottom of the fifth inning as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fredericksburg Nationals doing business. Logan Glass hits a hard ground ball over to third baseman in Infante. He makes the play, but the throw pulls the first baseman Bossier off the bag, and it goes down as a reach base opportunity for Logan Glass. He does reach first safely. However, Samuel Polanco will dig in with one on and nobody out. Still a bit of a communication peak between our official score and rest of the scoring crew here in the press box Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll update you in just a second on the call. We'll go down as a base hit on Logan Glass. Polanco with the runner going, swings on and then fouls it back. 0-1 now your count. Logan Glass credited with a base hit on the play. Now 1-for-2 on the evening. He's at first base. 0-1 count on Samuel Otani, as I call him, as he pitched a shutout inning in the ninth last night. Position player pitching. 0-1 swung and fouled back. 0-2 now your count on Polanco. Decent lead at first for Logan Glass. Polanco, Daniel Milwee, catcher, is on deck. Pitch from Theophile, swung on and grounded softly to second base, making the play is Pena. Tags the runner, going to second, throws the first in time. It's a 4-3 double play. Logan Glass tagged out on a 4-U, essentially. Samuel Polanco out on a 4-3 ground out. Ends up being a double play, and Daniel Milwee will now step in the box for Kannapolis here in the fifth inning. First pitch to the plate is off the plate now. 1-0 your count on Milwee, former High Point University Panther. 1-0. Swung on and hit up the middle. Diving effort by Pena. He snags it with the leather. What a nice play by Pena up the middle for the Fredericksburg Nationals. We'll head to the top of the sixth here in Kannapolis. Ballers and Fred Nats tied at two here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Cleanup batter Brandon Bossier due up first here in the top of the sixth inning for the Fredericksburg Nationals as Christian Mena is back out there for another inning of action. First pitch is down 1-0, the count on Bossier. Will be followed by Steven Williams, the catcher, and Andre Arias, the right fielder. Top six, tie ball game, 2-2 your score. As Mena delivers the 1-0 fastball in the dirt now, 2-0 your count. Looks like an arm is warming in the pen for Kannapolis. Want to say that's Tyson Messer out there. We might have the potential to get a little messy tonight. 2-0 in there now, 2-1 the count on the off-speed pitch to Bossier. Flew out back in the first, reach on a fielder's choice in the third inning. Mena delivers the 2-1. Check swing at the plate. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Says Jalen Goodman, our infield umpire. Now count moves even at 2-2 on Bossier. Riverside, California native, 6'1", 205-pound, 22. Swung on in line softly to second base. Samuel Polanco has to run to his right to make the grab. He does. Fires it over to DJ Gladney for out number one. Here in the inning, nice play by Samuel Polanco on a weakly hit line drive that kind of tailed down. Had a lot of topspin on the ball more than likely. As Bossier chops the pitch up the middle, Samuel Polanco has to make the grab on the run. Bauer fires it across his body to first base. And all that being said, Kannapolis has one out on the Fredericksburg Nationals. Steven Williams, catcher, digs in 0 for 2 on the night. Mena delivers the first pitch fastball down the middle for strike one. Steven Williams, catcher, making his first start behind the plate this series. 0-1 swung on and fouled off his own foot, it looks like. Now quickly 0-2 on Williams. 18th round selection in 2021 by the Washington Nationals. The Fredericksburg Nationals aren't making the draft selections. It's all the big club, the Washington Nationals in the NL East Division. 0-2 lifted high in the air left field. Chasing after it is Terrell Tatum. He's going to try to make the play on the run, but it'll bounce off the warning track and over the wall into the left field berm. Goes down as a ground rule double for Steven Williams as that ball took a bounce off the warning track into the left field berm out of the reach of Terrell Tatum. So now the Fred Nats have a runner on second in Steven Williams. Andre Arias, right fielder, will dig in for the Fred Nats. Arias 0 for 2 in the night, struck out swinging in the second and grounded out in the fourth. First pitch from Mayna is a fastball in the zone, now 0-1 the count. Really impressed with the night Christian Mayna has been able to put together. 5 1/3, 5 strikeouts. As the youngster has allowed 6 hits, now 7 on the night. But he looks good on the mound. 0-1 grounded over to second base. Samuel Polanco is able to make the play and fired over to first in time. It's another four of the Fred Nats here in the top of the sixth as Arias is the second out of the inning. He's now 0 for 3 on the night. Now Sammy Infante will dig in. He is 0 for 2. Bottom four batters of the Fred Nats lineup so far all 1 for 9, I should say. As now the infield umpire in Jalen Goodman has appeared to call a balk on Christian Mayna. He's going to allow Steven Williams to score as he advanced to third on the previous play. Manager Guillermo Quiroz is going to come out and chat with Jalen Goodman. He's not quite sure if he's in agreement with the call as Mayna is called for a balk. And Guillermo Quiroz has walked out to the field and is irate with the play. It goes down as a balk, and now the Fred Nats take the lead 3-2. Not quite sure what the call was. It was a balk. Looking at it on the replay, didn't quite see anything that would give it a balk. Check swing at the plate now. 1-1 the count on Sammy Infante. As we're watching the replay up here, didn't really see anything that would indicate a balk. However, what's happened has happened. Now 1-2 the count on Sammy Infante. As the Nats now lead 3-2. 1-2 the count on the Hialeah, Florida native. Infante swings and misses at the plate. Daniel Bilwey makes the grab in the dirt. He has to fire it over to first base to confirm the strikeout for Christian Mayna for out number 3 here in the sixth. Ballers trail now 3-2 after a balk from Christian Mayna allows Steven Williams to score. Still plenty of baseball left, though, as we're headed to the sixth inning. 3-2 your score here on the Ballers Baseball Network in favor of the Bad Guys. Well, after another check at the replay with our official scorer, Mojo Morrison, a quick check on the balk call on Christian Mayna by infield umpire Jalen Goodman, and it was able to be confirmed that it indeed was a balk. Terrell Tatum will take the first pitch down low from Roddy Theophile back out there for another inning of action near the bottom of the sixth. Now the Fred Nats have taken a 3-2 lead after a balk from Christian Mena. 1-0 from Theophile. Fastball right down the middle. Now 1-1 your count. It appeared that ever so slightly on the hands. He had come set and then separated his hands ever slightly, which was indicated a balk from Jalen Goodman. Fastball in the middle of the plate. Now 1-2 the count on Terrell Tatum. Will be followed by James Beard and Colson Montgomery here in the frame. 1-2 swung and missed by Tatum in the dirt. And the catcher, Williams, will have to toss it over to first in time. Four out, number one in the inning. Terrell Tatum goes down swinging for the second time tonight. Now James Beard, leadoff man, will dig in. Struck out looking in the third, walked in the first, and ended up scoring on the play. The chef, as they call him. Let's see what he can cook up here against Ronnie Theophile. It looks like Tyson Messer continues to warm up out in the pen for Kannapolis. Beard lays down a bunt over to third base. Making the play is Infante. Beard held up the hands. He's safe on the play. It's an infield single. Nice bunt by James Beard. He's on base with his first base hit of the night, and that's why he is drafted so high. He is so fast, and he's able to lay the bunts down. And I was watching him in batting practice today. It was one of the things that hitting coach Cam Seitzer was working with the guys on. He said, guys, lay down the bunt singles. Well, James Beard uses the speed, an exit velocity of 31 miles an hour off the bat of James Beard. Thanks to our track man, Sam Perry, for the amazing work over there at track man. Quick check on the runner, and James Beard is not in time. Still awaiting the first pitch of the at-bat to Colson Montgomery. James Beard, using his speed, lays down a bunt and is on base. Colson gets the first pitch off speed right down the middle for strike one. Montgomery, 1-for-2 tonight, had a two-run shot back in the first inning. He's responsible for all the runs on offense for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. Number one prospect in the Chicago White Sox organization. Runner going on the 0-1, strike at the plate, throw in a second is not in time. James Beard with another stolen base. It's his 11th of the season. James Beard by far the lead for 12 on the year. It's his third stolen base of the series here against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Now a runner in scoring position and one out. 0-2 count at the plate on Colson Montgomery. Colby Smelly, DH, is on deck. 0-2 from Theophile, swung on and grounded weakly over to second base Pena. It skips off the glove and in loose in the infield. James Beard rounds third at the plate. Throw comes in wild from the second baseman into home, and James Beard is tagged out on the play. Colson Montgomery makes it to first base on an error. James Beard is put out on a 4-2 play at home. So Beard advances to third on the play. Safely, however, is put out on a 4-2. Colson Montgomery reaches first on the E4. Oh my. Everything is broken loose here in Kannapolis as Colby Smelly now digs in with one out and a runner on first. First pitch is upstairs now. 1-0 the count. Two outs, excuse me. It's Colby Smelly at the plate. Hit leader for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 0-for-2 with two flyouts on the night. 1-0. Swung on and fouled back on the line. 1-1 now your count on Colby Smelly. All kinds of action going on here at the ballpark as we're taking a look at the replay again here on the play. It skipped off the glove, it looked like, of Viandel Pena. It only was loose of the infield. It never got under the grass in the outfield. James Beard, it looked like James Beard thought the ball was looser than it was, actually. Nonetheless, 2-1 count with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Smelly grooves a 2-1 foul down the first base line. Heavy, hard hit ball from Colby Smelly, one of the strongest guys on the roster for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And you see it every day when he takes cuts. Dude can hit the ball hard. 2-2 your count now on the Tuscaloosa, Alabama native Colby Smelt. First baseman awaits on deck. Here's the delivery. Fastball in the dirt. Skips past the catcher in Williams. Colson Montgomery will advance to second on the wild pitch. from Rodney Theophile. So now a runner in scoring position as Colson Montgomery advances on the wild pitch. Full count, two outs, bottom of the sixth inning. Ballers trail 3-2 to the Fredericksburg Nationals. Colby Smelly at the plate. Colson Montgomery at second base. After a flurry of offense, 3-2, swung on and hit, foul down the first base line. Nearly an opposite field ground ball for an RBI. We'll have to do another full count delivery to Colby Smelly. 13 hits on the year for Smelly. Also leads the team in multi-hit games with a total of 4. 3-2 count, two outs, delivery, swung on and hit hard into center field. Trailing after it is De La Rosa, the center fielder. It's off the base of the wall. Colson Montgomery rounds third. He's going to score. Colby Smelly, RBI double. And it's another tie ball game here in Kannapolis as Colby Smelly with hit number 14. It's another RBI and the Ballers tie the game at 3-3. Clutch players come up in clutch situations, and Colby Smelly delivers with a hard hit RBI double to center field, well over the head of Jeremy De La Rosa. As now time is called, Rodney Theophile is going to get a visit from Joel Hanrahan, pitching coach for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Joel Hanrahan, quite the expert in pitching. Longtime relief pitcher with the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Washington Nationals, Boston Red Sox. I'm probably missing another team in there somewhere. I honestly can't remember. It's all good. Joel Hanrahan is now chatting with Rodney Theophile, and catcher Stephen Williams is now runner on second base, and DJ Gladney is at the plate. 0-2 for the night, but Big Red comes up in big spots. He's one of the more clutch guys in the lineup for Kannapolis. Provided a grand slam earlier in the year against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Looks like number 22 is out warming in the bullpen for the Fred Nats. Actually, quite a cool name there. Peyton Glavin. Looks like is the yard warming for Fredericksburg. Baseball royalty continuing for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Peyton Glavin warming up. Rodney Theophile on the mound, though, as he delivers the first pitch in the dirt. It's swung on and missed by DJ Gladney. We'll do it now with 0-1. Smelly, the runner on second base. Westcat, third baseman, awaits on deck. It was Gladney has a big hole down the right field line. Fredericksburg infield shaded to the left just a little bit for the righty. Gladney, 0-1 in the dirt, skips past the catcher and Williams. That'll allow Colby Smelly to advance to third on the wild pitch. As Theophile already losing a bit of the handle on the baseball. A couple of wild pitches have served the Kannapolis Cannonballers well here in this bottom of the sixth inning. As they put up another run, Colson Montgomery with a two-run shot and Colby Smelly with an RBI double, producing runs for Kannapolis. 1-1 inside, 2-1 now your count on DJ Gladney. Struck out swinging back in the first, flew out to center field in the fourth. 2-1 on the way from Theophile, swung on and hit opposite field, but it lands foul. Hard hit, ground ball down the line at first base, but it lands just foul over near our right field terrace area where there's a bunch of young fans hanging out. Right field terrace is Cross Schools. Shout out to Cross Schools if anyone's hanging out over there. Listen, quarter got him looking. DJ Gladney down on strikes for the second time tonight. That'll do it for the sixth inning. McNapolis does tie the ball game. Colby Smelly, big time RBI double. Here in the frame, tie ball game 3-3. Your score at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Fred Nats on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 6'2", ninth round pick in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox from Raleigh, North Carolina, product of Lillington, North Carolina. Former Campbell Fighting Camel is Tyson Messer. The arm on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. T.J. White back out there. He'll lead things off in the top of the seventh for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Here in the seventh, tie ball game, 3-3 your score. 1-0 on the way for Messer. Fastball outside, now 2-0 the count on T.J. White. Flew out in the second, doubled in the fourth. This ball game is flying by. Of course, broadcaster's curse, I just spoiled it. Sorry, y'all. 2-0, swung on and missed by White. 2-1 now your count. Rivera waits on deck, then top of the order, Viandel Pena. 2-1, big swing and a miss by T.J. White now. 2-2 your count. Another arm warming in the pen for Kannapolis. Can't quite see who that is. Out in the bullpen. But nonetheless, Tyson Messer on the mound now. Full count, 3-2. Messer, his fourth appearance of the year. He's 1-0 with a 0 ERA, 1 2/3 innings. Two walks, three strikeouts. He's not allowed a base hit all year. Again, I just spoiled it. Sorry, folks. 3-2, swung on and grounded foul. We'll do it again at 3-2. All kinds of fun. This has been a back-and-forth ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Colson Montgomery with his first full-season pro home run. All kinds of craziness on offense and defense for both sides. 3-2. Fastball outside. Ball four. He walks T.J. White, does Tyson Messer. It's a leadoff walk here in the seventh inning. Yoander Rivero, shortstop, will now dig in. He is 0-2 on the night with two strikeouts. Tyson Messer, former Campbell Fighting Camel. Two-pitch mix, that's all he needs, two pitches. Fastball and a slider. It works pretty well as we're getting messy on the mound. First pitch to Yoander Rivero is a 1 mile an hour from Tyson Messer. Peyton Glavin continuing to warm up out in the bullpen for Fredericksburg. 1-0 fastball inside, 1-1 now your count on Yoander Rivero. Listed as favorite musician as Bad Bunny, favorite baseball player growing up, Alex Rodriguez, is Yoander Rivero. Thanks to for the game notes from Joey Zanaboni and Eric Bach from the Fredericksburg Nationals. Pitch is in there now, 1-2 on Rivero. Tyson Messer is your pitcher for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Top of the seventh inning, tie ball game, 3-3 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2, off-speed pitch just inside. Nice pitch by Messer, but home plate umpiring Charlie Welling did not like the call. We'll have to do it again at 2-2. Beautiful night for baseball. Thirsty Thursday, all kinds of fans enjoying a bunch of beverage options. 2-2 is hit into right field. It'll drop in front of Logan Glass, and it'll be station to station for the Fredericksburg Nationals. T.J. White advances second on the play. Yoander Rivero is on base with his first hit of the night. Now, leadoff batter is due up, Viandel Pena. Had a home run in the first, singled in the third, and lined out in the fifth inning. Viandel Pena, two-hit night already. 5'8", 148-pound, 21-year-old from Azua, Dominican Republic. International free agent signee in 2017 is Viandel Pena. Fastball outside, 1-0 yard, your count on Pena. On the way, shows bunt, does Pena, grounds it over, Tyson Messer makes the play, what a play by Tyson Messer, flips it underneath to DJ Gladney at first base, 1-3 put out, runners do advance though on the play, so Viandel Pena will one, TJ White to third, Yoander Rivero is at second, now two hole man Jeremy De La Rosa is due up. Goes down as a sacrifice, 1-3 ground out. For Viandel Pena, again, appreciate Bojo Morrison, our wonderful official scorer, helping me stay in the loop tonight. First pitch from Messer, slider down in the dirt, nice pickup by Daniel Milwee. Runners on second and third. Tight spot here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as the infield is playing in case of the bunt being laid down by Jeremy De La Rosa, who doesn't need to lay down a bunt. He's 2-for-3 on the night. Slider catches the outside part of the plate. Nice pitch by Tyson Messer. 1-1 now your count. Brady House, DH, awaits on deck. Two-one count on De La Rosa. One out, top seven. 3-3 your score. Number two prospect in the Washington Nationals system is on deck. So if you're Tyson Messer, you want to get De La Rosa out here. 2-1 off the plate. 3-1 now your count. One out. Atrium Health Ballpark enjoying a beautiful night for baseball. Tyson Messer, slider outside corner. Nice pitch. 3-2 now your count on Jeremy De La Rosa, number 14 overall prospect in the Washington Nationals organization. With a prime opportunity here, if he can put something in play. Infield shaded in. Runners on second and third. Full count delivery. Slider inside, ball four. And now bases are loaded for the Fred Nats here in the top of the seventh inning. Brady House will now dig in with the bases loaded. Time call now. John Eli going to come out and have a chat with Tyson Messer. How do we get into all this mess? Well, here's a quick peek at the scoring plays tonight. Fredericksburg took the lead on the very first pitch of the ball game with a solo shot to right field from Viondel Pena. Colson Montgomery quickly answered with a two-run shot in the bottom of the first inning with his first full-season professional home run. Top of the third, Brady House, RBI single, tied the ball game at 2-2. It was 2-2 for the longest time. And then top of the sixth, Sammy Infante was at the plate. Steven Williams at third. And Christian Mena, starter for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, issues a balk. Well, he didn't issue a balk. It was completely unintentional. Nobody balks on purpose. Well, actually, I have seen a balk on purpose. It was a long time ago. First pitch to Brady House is in there. Strike one. I believe the on-purpose balk was Kenley Jansen, like a year or two ago. Former closer for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now he's with the Atlanta Braves. Oh, one off speed. Nice pitch by Tyson Messer. 0-2 now your count. Brady House, 1-for-3 on the night, singled in the third, grounded out in the first and fifth. All kinds of fun for the number two prospect in the Nats system. All eyes on the young man House. He lifts the 0-2 high in the air, shallow center field. James Beard coming after it. Three different ballers are making the play. It falls in the middle of the outfield in between four different batters. Lead runner in TJ White will score on the play. Everyone else is just going to move up a base. We're going to wait the call from our official score. However, fastball, the fly ball completely landed in the middle of four different Cannonballer defenders. As now Fredericksburg has retaken the lead 4-3. It's going to go down as a base hit for now for Brady House. That delivers an RBI. As we'll take a peek at it, but it looks like Tyson Messer's night is done here at Atrium Health Ballpark. New arm on the way for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We'll get you all the details here in just a second on the Ballers Baseball Network. Former Arizona Wildcat on the mound. Righty, 5'10", 202-pound, 24-year-old free agent signee in 2022. He's from Cincinnati, Ohio. Ring number 30 on the mound, it's Vince Vannelli, the third different arm used by the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. Top of the seventh inning, one out. Runners at every base for the Fredericksburg Nationals as Brandon Bossiere takes the off-speed pitch and puts it right down the middle, does Vince Vannelli for strike one. Vannelli is fourth appearance on the year. He's 0-0 with a 0 ERA, 3 2/3, 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts. Opponents batting just 167 against the righty Vince Vannelli. 1-1 now, 1-2 Brandon Bossiere. Flew out in the first, fielder's choice in the third, and grounded out in the sixth. 1-1 on the way. Big swing and a miss by Bossiere in the dirt. Nice pick behind the plate by Daniel Milwee. 1-2 now your count. Ballers now trailing 4-3 after a RBI single from Brady House. High fly ball that landed in the middle of about four different defenders for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Nonetheless, bases loaded. Still just one out. A ground ball would do a lot of good here if you're Vince Vannelli. Bossiere, the lefty at the plate. Batting just 160 to begin the year. 1-2 on the way from Vannelli. He wanted a swing at the plate, did Bossiere, with the fastball was outside. 2-2 now your count. Beautiful night for baseball here at Eastern North Ballpark. Right field bar is packed. All kinds of fun going on out there. Hey, it's 5-4-3-2-1. Blast off to fun night with Thirsty Thursday. 2-2. We're having fun on the mound is Vince Vannelli. He gets them looking at the plate. Nice pitch by Vannelli to Bossiere. It's out number two in the top of the seventh inning. Steven Williams, catcher, will now dig in for Fredericksburg. 1-for-3 on the night, doubled back in the sixth. He was also the run that scored on the Mania balk. That was not fun. First pitch from Vannelli, fastball, catches enough of the zone. 0-1 now your count on Steven Williams. Albany, Georgia native, 18th round selection in 2021 by the Washington Nationals organization. Against the Washington Nationals, they make all the calls, not the Fred Nats. Fred Nats are just a farm system team. 0-1. Nice off-speed pitch from Steven Williams. Now 0-2 the count. Vince Vannelli loves pitching against righties. Lefties only 0-2 on the way. Fastball just misses outside. Close play by Vannelli. Steven Williams now with a 1-2 count. Andre Arias, right fielder, awaits on deck. Looks like Peyton Glavin, the lefty, has finished his warm-up routine. 1-2, two outs. Top of the seventh inning. Fred Nats lead 4-3. Williams pokes the 1-2 foul down the left field line. We'll have to do the 1-2 all over again as... sounds like somebody missed a catch down there. There's no other option, no other reason for fans to exclaim and boo. If someone was hurt, obviously it's not good, and exclamations are warranted. 1-2, grounded up the middle. Colston Montgomery, the shortstop, makes the play, steps on the bag at second. Four out number three. It's a fielder's choice. Puts Brady House out. Four out number three here in the seventh. Bottom of the seventh on the way, but first, we're stretching. Here at HMLF Ballpark, Fred Nats lead the Ballers 4-3 here on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm on the mound for the Fredericksburg Nationals. He's got a rarely recognizable last name. His first pitch to Westcath is swung and a miss for strike one. 5'11", 180-pound lefty from Atlanta, Georgia, signed as a free agent in 2021. It's Peyton Glavin, lefty on the mound for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 0-1 fastball pitch right down Broadway to Westcath. 0-2 now the count. It's Peyton Glavin, a 37th-round selection by the L.A. Angels back in 2017. And Glavin, yes, son of Tom Glavin. Just like his dad, he's a lefty. 0-2 fastball upstairs. 1-2 now the count on Westcath. Number 6 prospect in the Chicago White Sox organization. 0-2 tonight with a strikeout in the first and grounded out in the fourth. 1-2 on the way from Glavin. Off-speed pitch now. 2-2 the count. Two, nobody out. Delivery, 2-2 is inside on Westcath. Three, two lifted high in the air, foul by Cath. Making a play on it is the third baseman Infante, but he can't make it as it lands in about the third row of seats. We'll have to do another 3-2 offering. Westcath, Logan Glass, and Samuel Polanco due up in the inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, trailing 4-3 still to the Fred Nats. Glavin delivers the 3-2 off speed away. Westcath draws ball four. It's a leadoff walk here in the seventh, exactly what the Kannapolis Cannonballers needed. As now Logan Glass, right fielder, awaits on deck. He'll now dig in. Mustang, Oklahoma native, Logan Glass. 1-2 in the night, had a single back in the fifth and flew out in the second. Mustang, Oklahoma native, Logan Glass takes the first pitch and cuts on and misses from Peyton Glavin. 0-1 now the count. Four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, circle change, and curveball. Five innings, two hits, six strikeouts for the lefty Peyton Glavin. Decent lead at first for Westcath, 0-1 on the way. Big swing and a miss on the off-speed pitch to Logan Glass, now 0-2 the count at the plate. Samuel Polanco awaits on deck. Ballers running out of time. Still some time left, though, as we're in the bottom of the seventh inning. In Kannapolis, North Carolina, Ballers and Fred Nats. Appreciate you tuning in. Dan Helody bringing you all the action. 0-2 swung on and missed. Logan Glass down on strikes for the first time tonight. It's out number one here in the seventh. Samuel Polanco, second baseman, will now dig in. He's 0-2 tonight. Bit of a look at some of the other games going on. That's Lynchburg and Carolina. 2-0 your score. Salem Red Sox lead 4-1 in Haley Toyota Field in Salem, Virginia against the Charleston Riverdogs. First pitch to Polanco is upstairs, 1-0 your count. Delmarva and Myrtle Beach going at it in the Battle of the Birds. Up at Arthur Purdue Stadium, 4-2 your score. In the top of the sixth in favor of Myrtle Beach. Down East Wood Ducks, Columbia Fireflies. Going on down in Columbia, South Carolina. Quick check on the runner at first. He's not in time. We'll have to await the 1-0. 9-0 your score in favor of the Columbia Fireflies. And most notably, down in Augusta, the Green Jackets and the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. It's the top of the sixth inning. And there's a certain something going on down there. 1-0 swung and missed by Polanco. 1-1 now your count. Fayetteville leads 4-0. But their zero is in the runs column for Augusta, as well as another column. It's the one in the middle with the H. I'm not going to say what it is because that's bad luck. But yes, that is going on currently in Augusta. 1-1 in the plate now. 1-2 the count on Polanco. 1-2 count, one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Fred Nats Ballers doing business at HML Ballpark. 1-2 swung on and fouled back. We'll have to do it again at 1-2. One, two, big swing and a miss at the plate by Polanco. Goes down on strikes for out number two here in the seventh inning. So after Westcath walks to open up the frame, Logan Glass, Samuel Polanco, both strikeout swinging. Daniel Millweek, catcher, now will step to the plate. 0 for 2 tonight, struck out in the second and lined out in the fifth. Going high point as the Ballers are running out of time here in this ball game. First pitch of the at-bat from Glavin is outside. 1-0 now the count on Daniel Millweek. Left fielder Terrell Tatum awaits on deck. Former NC State Wolfpack. All kinds of local college baseball alumnus from around the area. Tyson Messer from Campbell. Daniel Millweek from High Point. 1-0 in the dirt. Skips past the catcher and Williams. That'll allow Westcath to scurry on over to second base. Will go down as a passed ball on Steven Williams. So now a passed ball allows the runner to move to second. It's Westcath. Is Daniel Milley wearing number 8? Is at the plate with a 2-0 count. Peyton Glavin, son of Tom Glavin, is on the mound. 2-0. Big swing and miss at the plate by Millweek. 2-1 now the count on Mr. Millweek. 0-2 on the night. Again, spent most of the year last year with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Back for more action here at Atrium Health Ballpark this year. 2-1. Big swing and miss again on the 89-mile-an-hour pitch from Peyton Glavin. 2-2 now your count. Glavin again, a four-pitch mix, two types of fastballs, four-seam and a two-seam. Circle change and a curveball. 2-2 count, two outs. Here's a delivery from Glavin. Swung on and fouled back by Daniel Millweek. We'll have to do a 2-2 all over again. Decent lead at second for Westcath. Terrell Tatum awaits on deck. Right field bar is popping here at Atrium Health Ballpark. See if the Kannapolis Cannonballers can light the Peyton Glavin on the mound. Delivers a 2-2. Big swing and a miss at the plate by Daniel Millweek. Peyton Glavin leadoff walk to Westcath, and he strikes out the side swinging. As Logan Glass, Samuel Polanco, and Daniel Millweek all go down via the punch out. Head to the top of the eighth here in Kannapolis. Ballers trailing 4-3, running out of time here at Atrium Health Ballpark. But on the Ballers Baseball Network, still got a little bit of time. Thank you. Andre Arias will lead things off for the Fredericksburg Nationals here in the top of the eighth inning as the Kannapolis Cannonballers trail the Fred Nats by a score of 4-3 here at HU Mouth Ballpark. Beautiful thirsty Thursday night, our first one of the year, as Arias takes first pitch from Vanelli back out there for another inning of action for ball one. 1-0 is in the dirt now, 2-0 the count on Andre Arias. Arias, 0-3 on the night, struck out swinging, grounded out in the fourth, grounded out in the sixth, as Vanelli delivers a 2-0 big swing and miss by Arias. Now 2-1. Arias down to a 161 batting average on the year. Is the 6-3 lefty from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. Vince Vanelli, 2-1 on the way. Fastball catches enough of the zone for home plate umpire Charlie Welling's liking. 2-2 now your count. Arias will be followed by Sammy Infante and TJ White as a 2-2 swung and a miss by Vince Vanelli, by Andre Arias, I should say. He struck him out. Vince Vanelli picks up a strikeout to open up the eighth inning. It's a swing and miss variety from Andre Arias. Sammy Infante, third baseman, awaits on deck. 0-3 on the night. Two strikeouts and a ground out back in the second. Infante, the Hialeah, Florida native. Over by Miami. First pitch down there, called strike one on Infante. It's Vince Vanelli again. His fourth appearance of the year. He's only allowed two hits all year entering tonight. 0-1. Off-speed pitch just outside. 1-1 now your count. Four-pitch mix. He's got a four-seam fastball. 12-6 curveball, slider, and a changeup. Does Vince Vanelli. 1-1 on the way. Swung on and lifted high and foul down the first baseline. We'll have to do it again. Add 1-2. Heads up over there in the stands as foul ball lands over there. Now 1-2 your count on Sammy Infante. Vince Vanelli. 1-2 on the way to the plate. Swung on and hit hard up the middle for a base hit. Sammy Infante picks up a one-out base hit here in the eighth inning. Fred Nats now have one on and one out for T.J. White, the left fielder. Fun fact on Vince Vanelli, is a right-handed pitcher. He's actually a shortstop until his freshman year of college when they moved him to the mound. A member of the Chicago White Sox organization. T.J. White swings on the first pitch and fouls it back. 0-1 now your count on T.J. White. Doubled in the fourth, flew out in the second, and walked in the seventh. White was the run that put Fredericksburg back on top 4-3 in the seventh. Vanelli with a pickoff attempt over the first base, not in time. Another 0-1 on the way. Yoandy Rivera, the shortstop, awaits on deck. 1-3 with two strikeouts tonight is Rivera. Decent lead. Runner going on the pitch. 0-1. Grounded up the middle. Colston Montgomery makes the play. Steps on the bag. Fires the first for a double play. Nice play by Colston Montgomery for a inning-ending double play. It's a 4-3 ground out by T.J. White as Colston Montgomery takes care of business every day. Bottom of the eighth on the way here in Kannapolis. Ballers still trail 4-3 to the Fred Nats on the Ballers Baseball Network. 9-1-2, due up 1-2-3 here in the bottom of the eighth with the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Terrell Tatum will dig in to face off against Peyton Glavin back out there for another inning of action. Tatum shows bunt on the first pitch, curveball, but pulls back for ball one. New left fielder in the ballgame for the Fredericksburg Nationals. Looks like it's Jacob Young taking over in left field for T.J. White. 1-0 from Glavin. Tatum showing bunt again. Pulls it back. Doesn't matter. She called strike one. Now on Terrell Tatum. Tatum yet to find the base path tonight. 0-2. Off-speed pitch from Glavin. On the 1-1 is right down Broadway for a 1-2 count now on the former NC State Wolfpack outfielder. James Beard, Colson Montgomery will follow in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Time called at the plate by Terrell Tatum. They'll reset and await the 1-2 from Peyton Glavin. Here's the delivery. Swung on and hit hard down the line in left field. That'll roll into the outfield and be potentially extra bases. Rounding first, headed for second is Terrell Tatum. He'll glide in safely. Looks back to the ballers dugout. Give me a couple of hand claps, young man. Terrell Tatum with a leadoff double here in the eighth inning. Big time for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Now James Beard will step into the batter's box with a runner on second and still nobody out. James Beard walked in the first, struck out looking in the third, singled in the sixth. In the sixth as well. Big spot here for James Beard and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Peyton Glavin on the mound, showing bunt is James Beard. Is Tatum going on the pitch? Beard pulls the bunt back, and it doesn't matter. Terrell Tatum's going to swipe third safely. Perfect execution. Stolen base on the play. Terrell Tatum swipes the bag at third. So now runner at third and nobody out. James Beard played with some speed. 1-0 on the way from Glavin. Beard takes the off-speed pitch off the plate. 2-0 now your count. Huge spot here for Kannapolis. Colson Montgomery awaits on deck. As with one swing of the bat, James Beard could tie this ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 2-0. Swung on a miss by Beard. Nice effort at the plate. But he misses on it. Now 2-1 the count. I'll say it until the day I die. Toughest thing to do in all of professional sports is hit a round ball with a round bat. 2-1 swung on a miss by Beard. Now 2-2 the count. Every day these baseball players, it's the toughest thing to do in the world. Hitting a round ball with a round bat, it's not easy. 2-2 count, nobody out. Runner on third is Terrell Tatum. Here's a delivery from Glavin. Fastball gets away from the catcher, Williams. Tatum's going to scurry to the plate and score. Ballers tie the ball game. James Beard doesn't even have to swing the bat. Terrell Tatum takes home plate on a wild pitch from Peyton Glavin. And this ball game is tied here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Crowd is getting ruckus here on a beautiful night for baseball. Thirsty Thursday. Yeah, the Ballers and the Fred Nats are tied again. 3-2, swing and a miss at the plate by Beard. Goes down on strikes. Four out, number one. Here in the eighth inning. Colson Montgomery will now dig in. He had a two-run home run back in the first. Reached on an error in the sixth, popped out in the third. Home run in his full season pro career. First pitch to Montgomery is an off-speed pitch from Glavin up and in on Montgomery. 1-0 your count. First pro full season homer of Colson Montgomery's career came back in the first inning against starter Rodney Theofield. 1-0 upstairs, 2-0 now your count. Colby Smelly, hits leader for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, awaits on deck. 2-0 count, one out, bottom eight. Tie ball game here in Kannapolis. 2-0, big swing and miss at the plate by Montgomery. 88 on the radar gun from Peyton Glavin. 2-1 now your count. Son of Tom Glavin, 37th round pick in 2017. Signed as a free agent with the Washington Nationals organization. 2-1 on the way. Swung on and hit hard into the gap in right center field. It'll get down for a base hit and maybe more. Colson Montgomery will stop at first base. He won't risk anything. as it's another base runner for the Kannapolis Cannonballers here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Colson Montgomery picks up his second hit of the night. Now one on and one out for Colby Smelly. 104 off the bat of Colson Montgomery. Time called. Manager Jake Lowry is going to come out, and looks like that'll be the end of the night for Peyton Glavin, with Colby Smelly coming up to bat. Bottom eight here in Kannapolis, tie ball game, 4-4 your score between Ballers and the Fred Dats here at Atrium Health Ballpark. New arm on the mound for the Fredericksburg Nationals. 6'4", 170-pound righty from Coral Springs, Florida. 16th round selection in 2021 by the Washington Nationals. It's Jack Sinclair. New arm on the mound for Fredericksburg. Colby Smelly at the plate. First pitch to the plate is right down the middle for strike one, as Jack Sinclair takes over for Peyton Glavin, who departs after giving up the tying run here in the eighth inning. After a wild pitch. 0-1, big swing and a miss by Colby Smelly. Will now move 0-2. Jack Sinclair, three-pitch mix, four-seam fastball, changer and change-up and slider, I should say. Says his favorite food is pizza. Can't even judge. Not too bad. UCF product in the American Conference. 0-2 is blooped down the line in right field. Just lands foul. That would have been trouble for the Fred Nats. But nonetheless, Colby Smelly will have to retreat and do the 0-2 all over again. Colsover to third base. He was ready to score on the play if needed. Tough play, though, for Colby Smelly as he fouls that one just out of fair ground. 0-2 count, one out, bottom of the eighth. Appreciate you tuning in here on the Ballers Baseball Network, MILB.TV, and the free audio stream on kcballers.com. 0-2, swing the miss by Colby Smelly. He's down on strikes. Four out number two here in the inning. Now DJ Gladney will dig in. Big spot here for Big Red. He's 0-3 tonight, but he would come up clutch here if he's able to put one out of the ballpark against Jack Sinclair. 22 years of age. Former UCF arm. Struck out seven batters against East Carolina in the American Conference in his junior year. First pitch to Gladney is outside. 1-0 your count. On Big Red, Madison, Illinois native. Listed in Oak Park, Illinois in the roster. 1-0, fastball inside. Did he go? No, says Jalen Goodman. 2-0 your count now on Gladney. Count Cannonballer faithful still holding strong here on Thursday. 2-0, check swung on and fouled back. We'll have to do another pitch at 2-1. West Cath, third baseman awaits on deck. As a ball in play here would be very valuable here, the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 2-1 count, two outs. Sinclair on the mound delivers a pitch. Swung on and fouled off the back of the legs of DJ Gladney. Not a comfortable foul ball at the plate. 2-2 now your count. Been a back and forth ball game all night. 16 combined hits. Fred Nats out hitting Kannapolis 10-6. Big time difference there. 2-2. Fastball outside. Now DJ Gladney. Again, Gladney 0-3 tonight. Two strikeouts. Flew out in the fourth. He's come up clutch in big situations. Let's see if he's able to do the same here. Full count, runner on first. Delivery from Sinclair, runner going. Fastball outside, ball four. And the Ballers now have two runners on for West Cath. DJ Gladney draws a walk with two outs here in the inning. Now two runners on. It's the first time that Gladney has reached base all night. Now West Cath, the third baseman. We'll dig in. First pitch on the way from Sinclair. Fastball inside corner of the strike zone on West Cath. 0-1 now the count. Walked back in the seventh, did Cath. Struck out swinging in the first and grounded out in the fourth. Quite a game here in Kannapolis tonight. Back and forth. Kannapolis trying to see if they can squeeze out a win here. 0-1 swung on and missed by Cath. 0-2 now the count. Logan Glass, right fielder, awaits on deck for Kannapolis here in the inning. Straightaway defensive setup. Runner on second is Colson Montgomery, who had a single earlier in the frame. Gladney at first, who reached on a walk. 0-2 to the plate. Fastball just outside to West Cath. He thought about swinging at it, but he never took the bat off his shoulder. Count now moves 1-2. Home field advantage is certainly playing into tonight's ball game. 1-2 on the way from Sinclair. Swung and missed at the plate by West Cath. He's down on strikes for out number three here in the eighth inning. But Kannapolis does not the ball game here in the bottom of the eighth inning. We're headed to the top of the ninth here in Kannapolis. Tie ball game, 4-4 your score. Don't go anywhere, folks. This one is sure to get exciting. You're on the Ballers Baseball Network. Yoandy Rivero, Viondel Pena, and Jeremy De La Rosa do up the inning for the Fredericksburg Nationals as Rivero swings at the first pitch and misses for strike one. Yoandy Rivero swings and misses. Vince Vannelli back out there for another inning of action. He's gotten through 1 2/3. Let's see what else he can do tonight. Off speed, beautiful pitch by Vince Vannelli. Now 0-2 the count. Rivero struck out in the third, struck out in the fourth, and singled in the seventh. 0-2, swung on and grounded sharply up the middle. Gets through the hole in between Colson Montgomery and Samuel Polanco for a leadoff single here in the top of the ninth inning. Rivero gets his second base hit of the night. So now one on and nobody out, and top of the order in Viandel Pena is due up. He homered in the first, singled in the third, lined out in the fifth, and grounded out in the seventh. Vince Finelli trying to survive here in a tie ball game. First pitch is in the dirt, 1-0 now your count on Viandel Pena. Just over 9 o'clock here on the East Coast. Finelli fires the 1-0 in there. Now low, now 2-0 the count on Viandel Pena. Again, Jeremy De La Rosa awaits on deck with Fred Nats here in the top of the ninth inning. Tie ball game 4-4 as the Ballers get the ever so important tying run in the bottom of the eighth inning after a wild pitch from Peyton Glavin. 2-0 at the plate. Decent lead at first for Yoander Rivero. Swung on weakly on the 2-0. Grounded over to third, West Cath. He almost tossed it over to second. He fires over to first, though, and it's called safe at first. West Cath changed his mind at the last time, at the last possible second. Now it's 2 on and nobody out in the inning. Jeremy De La Rosa at the plate. It's going to go down as a fielder's choice on the play, as West Cath truly had a choice. He could go second or first. Nonetheless, he doesn't get either out. Rivero advances. Pena advances on a fielder's choice. Now De La Rosa digs in for the Fred Hats. 2 on and still nobody out. Finelli delivers the first pitch off. Speed 81 miles an hour. Beautiful pitch. 0-1 now your count. Finelli in a big spot, 0-1. Big swing and miss at the plate by De La Rosa, 0-2 the count. Jeremy De La Rosa, number 14 overall prospect in the Washington Nationals organization. Singles in the first and third, grounded out in the fifth, and walked in the seventh. He's now got an 0-2 count with 2-1 against Vince Finelli. Here in the top of the ninth at HMLF Ballpark, fans enjoying a beautiful night for baseball. Off speed, off the plate by Finelli. Close pitch. Umpire in Charlie Welling. 1-2, now your count. Decent leads all around for the Fred Nats on the base path. 1-2. Off speed pitch just misses outside. Close call by Charlie Welling. Trackman says it was a strike, so we're going to go with it. Was a ball, excuse me. I'm getting ahead of myself here. 2-2 count. Top of the ninth. Tie ball game. 2-2 on the way from Finelli. Swung on and lifted high in the air in left field. Chasing after it is Terrell Tatum. He's going to run out of room, but he catches it in fair ground. For out number one, runners will be halted as he gets the throw in a timely manner to West Cath at third base. De La Rosa flies out to left field for out number one here in the top of the ninth. Now Brady House, the ever so dangerous top prospect in the Washington Nationals system, will dig in with two on and one out. DH tonight, he was a shortstop on Tuesday and Wednesday. Gets a night off from playing the field. Again, number two prospect in the Nats system. 11th round selection in 2021 out of Winder, Georgia. Swing and miss at the plate on Vanelli's first pitch slider. 0-1 now your count. Vanelli lists his favorite baseball influence growing up as Ken Griffey Jr., the man with the most beautiful left-handed swing you've ever seen. 0-1. Fastball just misses downstairs to Brady House, now even at 1-1. Trackman says that was a strike. Confirmed on the Trackman by Vince Vanelli. Nonetheless, 1-1 your count on Brady House. Here's a delivery by Vanelli. Another off-speed pitch. It's a slider upstairs, and it moves now 2-1. Cleanup batter Brandon Bossier awaits on deck. Still just one out in the inning for Brady House, who's got a two-hit night tonight already. 2-1. Charlie Welling's liking, and we'll do it now at 2-2. Single in the third, single in the seventh. It's for Brady House tonight so far. He's picked up two RBIs in a multi-hit game. 2-2 on the way from Vanelli. Off speed, just misses inside. Looked like a 12-6 curveball. Full count now on Brady House. Ballers in the bottom of the ninth. We'll have Logan Glass, Samuel Polanco, and Daniel Milwee. Due up. 3-2 on the way. Swung and a miss. He struck him out. Huge strikeout for Vince Vanelli. Gets Brady House swinging and missing on the high cheddar. Now two outs in the top of the ninth inning. Brandon Bossiere, the first baseman, will dig in. The only time he's been on base tonight, he is a fielder's choice back in the third inning. Bossiere batting just 154 at the moment. Fly out, ground out, strike out, reached on a fielder's choice. Swings at the first pitch and grounds it foul over to first base. DJ Gladney was on top of it. 0-1 now your count. Looks like Fronder Veras, the man they call George Washington on occasion, is warming up in the bullpen for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. However, I think Vince Vanelli has all but got it under control. 2-3, 3 strikeouts, including one on a swing and miss of Brady House. 0-1. Off-speed pitch away. 1-1 now your count on Bossiere. 5-hole man and Steven Williams, the catcher, awaits on deck. The top of the ninth inning. 1-1 count on Bossiere as righty Vanelli delivers the pitch. Fastball just misses low and outside. 2-1 now your count. Close call. Confirmed, though, with our track man, it was a ball just outside and a little low. Decent leads at second and first. 2-1 on the way. Pitch by Vince Vanelli. Caught Brandon Bossiere off guard. And now 2-2 count with two outs in a tie ball game. Kannapolis Cannonballers looking to hold on, get to the bottom of the ninth, and produce some runs. Vanelli delivers a 2-2, swung on and tapped foul by Bossiere. We'll have to do another 2-2. Looks like Fronder Veras is warming up, and looks like Addison Coffey is the watchdog, as I like to call him, out in the bullpen. Our bullpens are down the line here at Atrium Health Ballpark, so you have to send an extra man out to protect both the batter, both the pitcher and the catcher out of the bullpen. 2-2. Fastball outside. Check swing. Did he go? No, says our infield umpire, Jalen Goodman. 3-2 now the call on Brandon Bossiere. Again, Steven Williams is at the plate. 3-2. Two outs. Runners at second and first. They're going on the pitch. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Huge punch outs for Vince Vanelli as he gets Brady House swinging and Brandon Bossiere swinging here in the top of the ninth inning. We'll now head to crunch time. Bottom of the ninth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's time for some Kannapolis Cannonballers offense. 4-4 your score here at Atrium Health Ballpark on the Ballers Baseball Network. Well, the bottom of the ninth inning is where heroes are crowned and losers lose big. Logan Glass will lead it off as Jackson Clair back out there for another inning of action. First pitch strike to Logan Glass. He'll be followed by Samuel Polanco and Daniel Milwee. Glass 1-for-3 on the night. 0-1 on the way from Sinclair. Swung on and poked foul over near the right field line. Heads up over there by Guest Services. 0-2 now your count on Logan Glass. Mustang, Oklahoma native. A youngin in his first year of full season pro ball. Played some in the Complex League last year in Arizona. 0-2 fastball low, now 1-2 your count on Logan Glass. Samuel Otani Polanco is on deck. I keep calling him Otani. He pitched a shutout inning last night in the ninth. We never let him hear the end of it in BP today. 1-2, big swing and a miss at the plate by Glass for strike three. Logan Glass picks up strikeout number two on the night as Jackson Clair picks up strikeout number three already in this out. Neil Polanco will now dig in with one out in the bottom of the ninth inning. First pitch fastball inside on Polanco. Check swing, but he did not go around. He didn't move the bat off his shoulder. 1-0 your count. Polanco 0-for-3 tonight. He's yet to get his way on base. He swings the 1-0 and bloops it foul down the left field line. Put a charge into that ball. However, it was just a little foul. We'll do it again at 1-1. On Samuel Polanco, Jackson Clair through just one inning of action. Now already has three strikeouts. 1-1 on the way. Big swing and miss at the plate by Polanco. 1-2 now the count. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Polanco batting just 150 to begin the year. He doesn't have a home run to his name, though. Spent most of the year here in Kannapolis last year. Back for more action. 1-2. Another fastball outside. We'll move again now 2-2 on Samuel Otani Polanco. Daniel Milwee, catcher, awaits on deck. Near the bottom of the ninth inning. Tie ball game. 2-2 count on Samuel Polanco with one out in the inning. Here's a delivery. Swung on and fouled back just over the roof here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Over the press box, I should say. Didn't hear a thud or anything, so I don't think it hit the roof over any of our heads. However, a fan on the street behind us probably got a souvenir. 2-2, swung on and hit hard down the left field line, and it's foul. We'll have to do another 2-2. Guillermo Quiroz, manager and acting third base coach, almost got drilled with a hard hit line drive. He is okay, but man, probably check his heart rate after that one. 2-2. Safety swing, he fouls it off, gets a piece of it, does Samuel Polanco, another 2-2 on the way. Cannonballers looking to jump out to a 2-1 series lead. They're tied 4-4 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bottom of the ninth inning, 2-2 on the way from Sinclair. Fastball, he lost the handle, 3-2 now the count on Samuel Polanco. Appreciate you tuning in here on MILB.TV as well as the free audio stream on kcballers.com. Dan Helody bringing you all the action every home game as well as maybe a couple road games here and there from Kannapolis. 3-2, swung and fouled back. We'll have to do another 3-2. Ballers have a fun schedule this year. All kinds of fun trips coming their way. They're headed to Fayetteville next week. Back home against Down East in early May. These two sides will face off again May 10th through 15th up in Fredericksburg at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. 3-2, swung on and lifted high and foul by Polanco. We'll have to do it again at 3-2. Oh, quite a battle at the plate going on between Polanco and Jackson Clair. This will be the 11th pitch of the at-bat between these two. Sinclair with a black glove, sets at his chest, kicks with the left hand, throws at the right, swing and a miss at the plate by Polanco. He's down on strikes. Four out, number two, here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Great pitch by Jack Sinclair. Picks up four strikeouts now through an inning and a third. Every out has been a strikeout. Now Daniel Milwee, 0-for-3 on the night. Catcher will dig in. He struck out twice and lined out back in the fifth. Has the opportunity to be the hero here with two outs and a tie ball game in the bottom of the ninth inning. Here's a delivery from Sinclair. Fastball outside. 1-0 your count on Milwee. First game action of 2022 for Daniel Milwee. 0-3, but has a chance to redeem himself here. 1-0. Swung on and lifted high in the air in shallow right field, trailing towards the foul line. Chasing after it is Arias. He's going to run in and camp under it and make the grab, it looks like. Not sure if it was Arias that made the grab. Was it Arias? The first baseman in Bossier who made the grab. Nice play. We'll head to the extras here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and Fred Nats tied at four here and this one. Second time in the 2022 season, we're going to extras here at Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Fredericksburg Nationals are knotted at four here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Quick check on the umpires here as looks like a bit of a discussion going on. See what goes on here. Looks like it'll be a 1-0 count. To begin the at-bat on Steven Williams, Brandon Bossier is the runner placed at second base with the extra innings rule. Fronder Veras, the new arm on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, delivers the first pitch of extra innings. That's actually thrown for strike one. 1-1 now your count on Steven Williams. Bossier, the last man to step to the plate last half inning. So here in the top of the 10th, he is the runner placed at second. 1-1 fastball outside from Veras. 2-1 now your count. They call him George Washington on occasion. I think that nickname is a little too long. So I'll find a nickname throughout the year for Fronder Veras. Fifth appearance of the year. Slider, changeup, and sinker. All kinds of fun to deal with if you're a batter facing Fronder Veras. 1-1. Looks like a sinker inside. And we'll move now 2-1 on Steven Williams. Five innings pitched, three hits, no runs, one walk, six strikeouts. Opponents are batting 167 against Fronder Veras. Top of the 10th inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Here's a 2-1 from Veras. Swung on and grounded up the middle. Colston Montgomery, it hits off second base and bounces into the outfield. That'll allow Bossier to cross the plate as the most unlucky of all unlucky occurrences just went down at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ground ball up the middle was routine. Colston Montgomery squared up on the play to hit the base. goes into center field. Run crosses the plate. Scores on the play. Stephen Williams has a single. Now the score is 5-4 in favor of the Fred Nats. Andre Arias awaits on deck now. He will step to the plate against Fronder Veras. Terribly unlucky situation there as swing and a miss for the first pitch to Arias. 0-1 now the count. Run is unearned on the play. All extra inning runs are unearned as the runner was placed on second. It wasn't it's a happenstance that he's on second base. Goes down as a ghost runner, unearned run. 0-2 now the count on Andre Arias. Stephen Williams, the runner at first. Kannapolis Cannonballers now trail 5-4 here at the top of the 10th inning. 0-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out for Fronder Veras. We're not going to let the second base bag bum us out tonight. Fronder Veras picks up a strikeout. Four out number one here in the top of the 10th inning. Sammy Infante, third baseman, will dig in now. Infante, Hialeah, Florida native. He's got one hit and four at-bats tonight. Swings the first pitch and fouls it back. We'll have another delivery on the way at 0-1. Infante, ground out, strikeout, and single on the night. Has a runner on first and one out here in the top of the 10th inning. Fronder Veras, the arm on the mound, actually appeared on Tuesday night. Back again for his second appearance of the series. 0-1 swung and fouled back. 0-2 now the count on Sammy Infante. Decent lead at first for Stephen Williams. Infante takes the first pitch and grounds it over to shortstop. Colson Montgomery flips the second first out, fires the play in the infield for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Stephen Williams is out on a 6-4 putout for round number two. Sammy Infante, 6-4-3, double play. Ends the 10th inning, headed to the bottom of the 10th here in Kannapolis. Three outs to make some magic happen here on the Ballers Baseball Network. Fred Nats lead 5-4 over Kannapolis. Crunch time here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Terrell Tatum, James Beard, Colson Montgomery as Tatum lays down a bunt and it pops into section 107 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Runner at second on the play is Daniel Milwee. Terrell Tatum at the plate here in the bottom of the 10th inning. 5-4 your score. Fredericksburg Nationals lead after taking the lead in the top of the 10th inning on a completely unlucky single up the middle off the second base bag. New arm on the mound is Orlando Ribalta as Tatum lifts the 0-1 high in the air left field. Chasing after it is Jacob Young. He camps under it, makes the grab. Four out, number one. Runner at second, Daniel Millweed will stay put. But now one out in the frame here in the 10th as Terrell Tatum is out on a flyout. James Beard, the center fielder, will now dig in for Kannapolis. Walked in the first, struck out looking in the third, singled in the sixth, struck out swinging in the eighth, but he has a runner on second with one out. One swing of the bat, he could get a run across the plate. First pitch from Ribalta. Fastball upstairs, 1-0 the count. Ribalta, it's a big man, 6'7", 245 pounds. 24 years of age from Santa Clara, Cuba. The Let's Go Ballers chant is in full effect. James Beard swings at the 1-0 and misses. 1-1 now your count. There's only one person that got that Let's Go Ballers chant going. It has to be our former intern who's here tonight as a fan. I got to see my good friend Alex Seufert tonight. 1-1 off speed inside. 2-1 now your count. Alex Seufert, if you've been to a Kannapolis Cannonballers game last year during the summer, Alex Seufert always got the Let's Go Ballers chant going. A fan favorite. He definitely got it started here tonight. No question. 2-1. Swing and a miss at the plate by Beard. Tough pitch by Ribalta. 2-2 now your count. Four-seam fastball, slider, and changeup for Orlando Ribalta. As he pitched last on Tuesday, he got one strikeout as well. Ribalta, 2-2 on the way. Swung on, lifted in the air by Beard. It trails in is Arias. He'll camp under to make the grab. Four out, number two. A big out for the Fredericksburg Nationals as James Beard flies out to right field. Four out, number two. Runner still is stranded on second in Daniel Millwee. Colson Montgomery will now dig in. He hit a two-run home run earlier in the ball game. A two-run home run here would be very nice. Just an update for you on that no-hitter that was going on in Augusta. It's broken. Fayetteville now leads 7-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Down home of the Green Jackets, Augusta, Georgia. As Ribalta takes too much time on the bump. 1-0 your count. Montgomery takes that first pitch. Now 1-1 your count. On Colson Montgomery. Pitch clock violation to open up the at-bat against Colson Montgomery. Two-run shot in the first. Popped out in the third. Error in the sixth. Swung on and fouled back. Almost ended up here in the press box. Two count, two out. Here's a delivery. Swung on and hit hard down the line in left field. 1-2 count will have to be redone as Montgomery fouls that one off. Ballers are down to their final strike here at Atrium Health Ballpark. As it's a 1-2 count with two outs here in the bottom of the 10th inning. Runner on second is Daniel Millwee. Orlando Ribalta, the tall arm of the mound for Fredericksburg. Off speed pitch away. 2-2 now your count on Orlando Ribalta. Colby Smelly awaits on deck. Montgomery at the plate. 1-2 on the way. Off speed. Got him looking. Strike three. And the Fred Nats take game three of the series by a final score of 5-4. Montgomery goes down looking at strike three on the off speed pitch from Orlando Ribalta. And the Kannapolis Cannonballers drop game three of the series in a heartbreaker to the Fredericksburg Nationals. If only it wasn't for that second base bag out there that Tim Siegel, our head groundskeeper, had placed. Kannapolis Cannonballers probably would have. Four-year score here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The Fredericksburg Nationals advance to 8-4. The Kannapolis Cannonballers drop to 7-5 on the year, and the Charleston River Dogs unable to take the lead in Salem, so they're still trailing to the Salem Red Sox, which means at the moment the Kannapolis Cannonballers still hold first place in the South Division. There are a couple opponents coming in hot behind them in the South Division. Final score is 5-4 tonight. We'll get you a couple of looks at the batting lineup for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Colson Montgomery, 2-for-5, 2 RBIs, his first pro full season home run tonight. 2-for-5, 2 RBIs. Colby Smelly, 1-for-4 with an RBI. Logan Glass, 1-for-4. Terrell Tatum, 1-for-4. Came up clutch late. Christian Main, a great start despite the amount of hits he gave up. 6 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs, 6 strikeouts, no walks. That's a big number for Christian Main, no walks. Tyson Nesser, a third of an inning, 2 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, no strikeouts. Vince Vannelli comes in, masterful outing out of the bullpen. 2 2/3, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Fran Deveras comes in the 10th, 1 inning, 1 hit, 1 run, not earned, 1 strikeout for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Fredericksburg Nationals pick up the win, though, tonight. A flurry of multi-hit performances, 4 to be exact, from Viondo Pena, Jeremy De La Rosa, Brady House, and Stephen Williams, each with 2 hits apiece. Most notably, Brady House, 2-for-5, 2 RBIs. Starter, Roddy Theophile, 6 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. He did give up Colson Montgomery's homer in the first. Peyton Glavin, an inning in the third, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Sinclair, 1 2/3, no hits, no runs, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. And rounding it out, Orlando Ribalta, 1 inning, no hits, no runs, 1 strikeout in the 10th inning. Sends the Kannapolis Cannonballers home. Not too thrilled. 5-4 your score here at Atrium Health Ballpark. But we have another baseball game to play. We have 3 more in the series. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock first pitch here at this same ballpark. Same time, same place tomorrow. It's Jared Kelly, the arm for the connect in the system. He's 0-0 with a 3 ERA. Brennan Collins, 0-0 with a 6.75 ERA. We'll get the start for the Fred Nats in tomorrow night's ball game. Until next time, Dan Haloney from the Kannapolis Cannonballers saying so long for now. As always, speak in love, love baseball, stay blessed, and as always, have a blast.